Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the latest Knoxville City Council meeting. One of the things that came out of this most recent meeting was there is now a formalization of an agreement between the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and the city in regards to parking for nationals. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so recently the city was approached about the chamber being interested in providing parking during the late model nationals. And traditionally, the chamber and the streetscape committee have partnered on providing parking at Young's Park during the regular Knoxville Nationals that are coming up here this weekend and next weekend. So we thought that was a good opportunity to kind of formalize all that into an agreement. And so the streetscape committee representatives and the chamber representatives have kind of been meeting over the last few weeks talking about formalized agreement. Council did approve that agreement, so the chamber will continue to assist with the parking during nationals at Young's Park as they've done for several years. In addition, now the council has also approved for them to do the same thing during the late model nationals in September.
The council also approved a resolution regarding a grant application for traffic signal improvement. What is this going to do to the city of Knoxville in regards to their traffic signals?
So as most of the public is aware, obtained a TEEP grant from the Iowa Department of Transportation to look at how to improve traffic flow on Highway 14, as well as evaluate the necessity of the three lights on Roach, and then also give us some recommendations regarding a safe way to cross Highway 14 for a bike trail without having to spend $1 million on a pedestrian bridge. That study has been drafted. The engineers have completed it and have submitted it to the Iowa Department of Transportation for their review. But during that process, there's a deadline coming up here August 15th for some grant funding from the DOT to do some improvements on Highway 14 as far as the timing of the traffic signals and the equipment that's in them. Basically, they're really outdated and really old. We need to bring our technology up to date when it comes to traffic signals. There's grant funding out there for that through the Department of Transportation, which is what we're applying for. We do need the finalized study from that TEEP grant to make that work, and we're hoping to get that, but we didn't want to miss the opportunity to apply for this grant funding, so we went ahead and prepared the application and had council approve it so that once that final draft is done, we can submit and hopefully get 80% of the costs of doing those improvements paid for by the Department of Transportation.
What are some other things that came out of this city council meeting that the citizens should know about?
Another key one is, you know, through the community survey, one of the things that we saw the most interest in was improving the streets around Knoxville. So staff has worked with an engineer here over the last several months to come up with basically a capital improvement plan for roads over the next 10 years and looking at spending probably $14 to $15 million in road improvements throughout the community. Council did approve an engineering bid for Snyder and Associates to begin the engineering for those road improvements that are scheduled to take place next spring and fall. So engineering will get done over the winter, we'll get a bid over the winter, and then hopefully next spring we'll be working on that. I know that road improvements may be a little bit of a touchy subject with streetscape just completed and that type of stuff. These road improvements should not take nearly as long because we're not replacing sewer infrastructure underneath it and all that type of stuff. This is just a resurfacing project. There will be some road closures, but it will not be as inconvenient as what streetscape was. It should be a lot quicker. But we're looking at replacing Robinson Street, as well as eventually, I think Jackson was another one. And then there's some other residential roads around, including a little bit downtown, First Street downtown. Ones that you drive over and feels like you're driving in a war zone. Those are the ones that we're focusing on first.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIACarolS.com.